1620-94.5 WTAW. Here are comments from the November 15th, 2022 Brazos County Commission meeting. One of the people participating in last week's defeat of increasing vehicle registration fees to help fund transportation projects in Brazos County, Roy Flores, was back before county commissioners.
The voters gave you a mandate that they did not want this RMA.
County Judge Dwayne Peters telling Roy Flores the referendum question had nothing to do with funding the Regional Mobility Authority.
Citizens spoke, don't have a problem with it. They said that they didn't want it based on a lot of, in my opinion, misinformation. But that doesn't mean that the RMA goes away. It doesn't mean that we don't have an operation there. Those are non-paid folks.
As much advertising money that was spent to promote this thing, I mean, we could have educated the public beforehand on this.
And that, the county didn't spend any money on advertising. The county did not spend any money on advertising.
Well, the RMA did, and they. What I'm saying is they probably could have.
RMA didn't spend any money on advertising.
Well, who was advertising for them then?
There was a private group that did that.
It's a PAC.
The chairman of the Regional Mobility Authority is appointed by the governor, and the remaining members are appointed by the county, the cities of College Station and Bryan, and Texas A&M. The organization has a part-time person who's paid by the BCS Metropolitan Planning Organization.